Thursday, October 3rd, 2019. For KDDR News, I'm Ace Sauerwine. A Jamestown man will be changing his not guilty plea during a hearing this Friday. 23-year-old Kyle Greenough was charged with aggravated assault with a dangerous weapon on August 19th. Greenough was accused of stabbing a Valley City man on July 17th in downtown Valley City. The victim was treated for multiple stab wounds and continues to recover from those injuries. The Class C felony carries a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison and a fine of $10,000. A pipeline spill has released produced water into a small creek and a stock pond in western North Dakota. The North Dakota Department of Environmental Quality was notified of the spill on Tuesday. The pipeline is a part of a gathering system operated by Marathon Oil. Authorities don't know what caused the leak. North Dakota had its first taste of winter-like weather yesterday. The National Weather Service in Bismarck says 1 to 3 inches of snow has fallen in southwest and central North Dakota. Authorities have made a fourth arrest in connection with a black market THC vape manufacturing business in Wisconsin. A 20-year-old woman is being held in Kenosha County near Milwaukee, Wisconsin, on possible charges of manufacturing or delivering marijuana. But officials have not said what her role is in the black market THC vape business. Three other people have been accused of operating a large illegal THC business. Earlier this week, the number of confirmed cases of vaping-related illnesses in North Dakota grew to 4 cases confirmed and 3 others are probable cases. Parents who say their son was improperly restrained at a children's hospital and school have taken their case to the South Dakota Supreme Court. Neil and Deb Graff are suing Child's Care Hospital and School on behalf of their autistic son over its use of the prone restraint at the institution in 2010. That's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found on our website, newsdakota.com.